One of the pathways that the Mishnah describes as necessary in order to properly and authentically acquire Torah is for an individual to possess a lev tov, a good heart. And the question is, of what relevance is one's heart, one's emotions, to the world of Talmud Torah, which seems to live more in the intellectual and conceptual and analytical dimensions of our human personality? Why is having a lev tov so central and so critical to the acquisition of Torah? We understand why having a good heart expresses one's midos and one's character and the other elements of religious life. But in what way is this so critical in order for a ben Torah to truly achieve their potential in learning? So many of the Mefarshim write that having a lev tov, having a good and a healthy constellation of emotions, allows one to be able to learn from others. That when one sees, explains the Abarbanel, a chaver or a talmid or a rebbe have some sort of insight that they did not think of, instead of reacting from a disposition of jealousy and cutting off the opportunity to grow and to learn more, one has a lev tov, one has a healthy and a good heart. One's emotional posture towards such an experience allows one to be able to engage those very moments of insight and be able to grow further in learning and further in Torah. And we know this to be the case, because when we struggle with confidence, when we struggle with our sense of self, it is very difficult and very challenging to benefit from the vast array of opportunities and resources that exist in order for us to advance in our Torah learning. We're intimidated, we're put off by those who perhaps know more than us. But when we possess a lev tov, when we have a certain sense of stability and equilibrium in how we view ourselves, then we become more open to the vast opportunities that exist around us in order for us to grow. But perhaps there's even a deeper reason. In fact, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, earlier in Pirkei Avos, in describing the defining features and characteristics of his various Talmidim, in whom he entrusted the sacred mission of rebuilding Klal Yisrael in the post-Churban HaBayis era, where Talmud Torah would become, in the absence of the Beis HaMikdash, such a central feature of religious life, even more so than it was before. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai explains that Rav Elazar ben Aruch, who possessed this lev tov, that midah is actually all-encompassing of all of the other midos, including the intellectual prowess that existed within other of his Talmidim at perhaps an even higher level. Why is the lev tov so central and so important? The Maharal tells us that the Torah itself is described as tov. Ki lekach tov nasati lachem. And therefore, says the Maharal, the Torah can only fully take hold within the personality of an individual who themselves are tov. If one's heart, if one's outlook in life, if one's midos, if one's sense of humility and receptivity to the values and ideals of Torah are open and are aligned with what one is learning, then there is a consistency and an authenticity that allows for growth that is transcendent of even the very content that one is studying. But when one has a blockage in terms of one's heart, if one's life is bifurcated between the world of their mind and their emotion and the way in which they live and feel and connect existentially to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to others, so then the Torah remains in the realm of the intellect. The Torah remains an academic pursuit, and perhaps one with tremendous academic ability could master lots of information, but Torah as we know it, as a penetrating divine force that has the capacity to transform and uplift a human being, that will not take hold in the life of a person. As the Torah itself tells us in the context of Kriya Shema, that we are told, V'hayu advarim ha'ela asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al levavecha. The Torah does not tell us to place the totality of learning and of the Torah itself into our minds, but rather onto our hearts. The point of Talmud Torah is to refine who we are, is to internalize the knowledge and the truth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Indeed, the very Sefer Chovos HaLevavos begins its Hakdama Rabbeinu Bechai begins his akdama by explaining that we have obligations that exist with regards to our limbs, and we have obligations that exist with regards to our heart. And the obligations with regards to our heart, in certain ways, are even more precious to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the only being in the entire universe that really, truly knows what is going on within the heart of a person is the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. It is a space of deep intimacy and connection between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What we do is visible and is concretized to everyone, including to ourselves. But what we think and what we feel and how we internalize the world of Torah and how it affects us as human beings, that's something that only we know in the recesses of our heart, and only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows by, of course, understanding who we are in all facets of our existence. And so in order to truly achieve our potential in Torah, to be Kone Torah, which means for Torah not to just be something that we can access, but something that we can own and internalize, something that can become part of us, not something we study, but something that truly permeates every aspect of who we are, we must have a Lev Tov. And it's something for us to think about, that it's not two separate agendas, learning and chesed, or learning and character refinement. Character refinement and allowing ourselves to open our hearts and to connect to the world around us and to appreciate what goes on inside of us, that in and of itself is part of our Avodas Hashem of Talmud Torah. The ability to bring the world of Torah into the very inner being of who we are, and that of course transforms us into a walking Tzelem Elokim, whose every action, every behavior, every expression, and every form of engagement with the world manifests the underlying values of Torah, and of course the ideals of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.